What's the scope of the page, really? Because obviously you can tell them what you've been up to, tell your fans what you've been up to. You can link to your Twitter feed, you can probably put videos on.
To your blog. Yeah.
So is it mainly to keep people updated on what's going on?
Yeah, it's a mixture. I mean, you want to interact. So if anyone ever interacts with you on social media, you have to interact back. Because otherwise you're just like a speaking clock. You might as well not be there.
Yeah.
So it's all about conversation. That's, I think, it's easy to...
I found the questions was quite good. So I was experimenting with a lot of different things to try and get a reaction out of people who liked it. Asking a question about... I put one on mine about... what are the main reasons you might seek a massage, and what different reasons for like a particular health condition, for some me time, feel stressed or whatever, and just kind of made a bit of a
That's a really good idea. Just ask questions.
That gets quite interesting.
That's a good point. See how other people do it. How do you interact with other Facebook pages? What makes you click on stuff? Just nick their ideas. Something that's really popular on Facebook at the moment is sharing pictures that have got quotes on them or like funny cartoons. They're everywhere at the moment. I think it's got something to do with what comes to the top of your activity feed or something. So you could find a really good photo with maybe a quote from somebody from your organisation or something like that. Maybe something that makes people smile or that it's funny or whatever. Because they're the sort of things that can go viral and that people start to share, and that gets your message out as well. So that's another thing you can share on Facebook. You can run competitions on Facebook, but only if you use a third-party app with your Facebook page, which is quite technical, really. But if you ever wanted to run a competition, it's probably more relevant to sort of profit-making businesses. But Seabrook Crisps got into massive trouble recently. They ran this competition. They said, we're doing a competition to win a year's supply of crisps. All you've got to do is change your profile picture to the Seabrook Crisps logo. And it totally broke Facebook's terms and conditions, because essentially that's free advertising on like millions of people's Facebook pages. Because your profile picture is prime real estate on the internet, isn't it, when you think about it.